Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams to recap Monday night's Knoxville City Council meeting.
We're recapping Monday night's Knoxville City Council meeting. First of all, the Americans with Disabilities Act parking regulations, you passed a new ordinance there. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, thanks, John. So really, this is just some cleanup in our code. Specifically, the city's code referenced the state versus the federal government. And the federal government is who came around with the Americans with Disabilities Act, federal law. And so we just wanted to make sure our old code pegged it to state code, and we wanted to peg it to the actual ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act, again, which is a federal act. And so by cleaning it up, we'll be consistent with what the ADA says. That's how we've always enforced it and worked with it, but that just cleans up the language there.
And some changes to non-conforming properties. That was kind of a big part of the meeting, I guess. What was the situation there?
Yeah, so this is one we hope will give property owners a little more flexibility. And so what we've done, and we've actually been doing this, but we formalized the code to reflect this, is the way we interpret non-conforming properties and the non-conformities of their properties. So specifically what we've done and now is in the code would be, and maybe it's best to just share an example. So for example, if you have a homeowner and their property is closer to the street than it should be, we have what's called a setback. And so it's supposed to be set back from the street. Typically that's 25 feet or from the property line, 25 feet back. And sometimes, especially older homes here in town, they weren't built with those setbacks. And so that would make that non-conforming. And so in some instances, you need to go and get what's called a variance to allow you to do certain projects. And so what we have done, and we changed the code again to be more flexible for homeowners, is if you're working on a project at the back of that hypothetical house, and that project in the back does meet all the setbacks for your backyard, then there's no reason for you to go and get a variance. And so that saves the property owner a little bit of time and a little bit of money and just makes things easier for them and makes it easier for us as a staff to say, yes, go ahead and do that new deck in the backyard. Now, on the flip side of that, if that house is too close to the front property line and you want to do something in the front yard, that's a little different because you're already too close to the street and your project might make the problem a little bit worse. And so in that instance, we would want people to still continue to come and meet with what's called a board of adjustment. They have the authority to grant that variance. And then that project, if it's given that variance, is okay to go forward, even knowing it might add to the nonconformity of it. And so this would contrast in days gone by, the city would make you get a variance regardless. So if your home had anything that didn't conform, or your property, because that could be commercial or residential. If it had anything that was not conforming and you wanted to make any changes, you needed a variance, even if the change did not add to the non-conforming issue. We don't think that that's necessary. The state code doesn't feel like that's necessary. So again, it's just a way to cut a little bit of the red tape and help property owners go and make the changes they want to make without having to go through that extra step of going for a variance.
Awesome. Well, I guess that was kind of it as far as the meeting last night was concerned. Is there anything else coming up on your guys' radar here in the next few weeks as from a city standpoint?
Well, you know, I might just make a quick mention, Fire Prevention Week.
Oh, yeah.
It's always a big deal. And so, you know, we want people to be careful out there with that. And also make just maybe a quick plug with our police department wanting to restart the K-9 unit. So we are trying to fundraise for that. It's a great thing to have in the community. We're appreciative for Marion County having Dallas, their K-9 unit, but we'd like to be able to bring that back specific to the city of Knoxville. So something that if you feel passionate about, to maybe get involved with that too.
Thanks to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of today's interview or would like to listen to past shows, go to KNIAKRLS.com and click podcasts.